And now, the top 10 albums charting across the nation. Here is Anthony Henman and Mike Speck.
Welcome back to the Year Shot 20. My name is Brian Cleveland, and I'm joined this week by Mike Speck. I don't know which roles we're playing at this point. We're just mixing and matching and figuring this thing out. But the intro is incorrect because Anthony always says that I'm the brains behind this operation, but I only know about music. Anthony, he doesn't know a lot about music, but he is the technical genius of this radio program. This stuff's hard.
Yeah, he puts all the bells and whistles on it. At one point, I saw Brian pick up the computer and just start to shake it and, you know, hope that it worked out, but it didn't. So we had to take a production break. So maybe we'll get Anthony back in here to help fix some equipment that we have now damaged.
I kept going, Siri, record my vocals. Siri, voice break.
Siri, do radio show.
I don't know. I don't even know how to use an iPhone, so I don't even know why I thought that it could apply to a computer. But anyway, we're getting through it anyway. We got all the music to back us up. So irregardless of what's happening behind the scenes, all the great tunes are coming your way. We also are going to hear from Stephen Karlick again this week. He's the senior editor at Exclaim, and he brings us all the fine music news every single week, as well as his musical pick of the week as well. And we heard from him in the first hour talking all about Polaris Music Prize and some Ontario music funding and some things like that. And he has some more items to bring us this week as well. And of course, you can find all that information on a daily basis at Exclaim's website. And also, we had a chance to chat with Clarka Wineworm. She was telling us about her new EP, Huddle, as well as some touring plans. And of course, she just has been added to the Sappy Fest lineup. Sappy Fest happening in Sackville, New Brunswick, in just a few weeks' time. So be sure to check all that out, and we'll be sure to interview some additional artists in the near future. If you are just tuning in and you missed the first hour, don't fret. The show is broadcast first in St. John, New Brunswick, on local 107.3 FM on Friday evenings at 5 p.m. But it is sent out for syndication across the nation on many fine community radio stations across Canada, over 20 stations and over 30 opportunities to hear the radio show. And so you can find all that. Just check your local listings. And you can also find the show available as a podcast at radioforall.net, or just search for it in iTunes. There's a Facebook page, Twitter, and all that sort of stuff as well. So we got all your bases covered. But at this point in time, you're probably wondering, what is this show all about? What is Earshot? And Mike is going to tell you all about Earshot, which is Mike's going to, I don't need to tell you. I almost went right into it, because that's normally me. But Mike's on it. He knows.
I can just stay here in silence. But Earshot is the National Campus and Community Radio Report, published every week at earshot-online.com, where you can find the entire national top 50, as well as regional top 30 albums submitted by over 30 Canadian campus and community radio stations. You can also find specialty charts, reviews, interviews, and loads more.
Right on. So go check it out in your spare time. It is earshot-online.com, a fine website produced by some really awesome volunteers. And it is all made possible by Campus Community Radio and the National Campus and Community Radio Association. So we were off the week before, and before that, I was off as Jana Lauren was filling in for me with Anthony, because it was the National Campus and Community Radio Conference. Had a wicked time. So many great bands. Had a chance to check all of them out, and that was really great. And now we're going to jump right into the music. In that sense, we're going to hear number 10, number 9, and number 8. So Mike is going to let you know what is coming up next.
Breaking into the top 10 this week, we got Cross with Mind. After that, at number 9, we're going to hear from Buffy St. Marie with Generation. And after that, number 8, White Wine and Fried Chicken by Hot Chip.
All right, coming up right now, it is from their new record, Low. It's Crosses with a track called Mind.
Sanity and pride. You're listening to the Earshot 20. Number 9.
Wrap their eyes in blindfolds and still they'll find their way. Blind their lives with pills and lies and still they find their vision. And soon they'll leave you to your yesterday. And they'll sing bye-bye scars of history and bye-bye bankers' trust. Aquarius is shining, but the sun is one of us. Still grows tall, and Jesse John Blackbear talks to God in Cleveland, Ohio, and Washington is joking, but the Navajos are not, and Mother Earth just keeps on giving while we're ripening. I talked to 7 congressmen, their ears were filled with gold, as their grandfathers had stolen out of the Black Hills. And round the dance goes on, and the children are idle no more, and they will dream the dream my mother sends to them. And they'll sing bye-bye scars of history and bye-bye banker's trust. Aquarius is shining, honey, but the sun is one of us. With the rosebud too this summer. Yes, yes, yes. Wait for me, your brown eyed man.
Started in a timeless tradition, still marking time. The wildest ambitions were just false alarms. In this mindless condition, I started to smile, but in time I was wishing for nothing so wild. You gave me white wine and fried chicken, a new place to stay, where my heart has permission to sing all the day. And your smile is resisting, but starting to sway. Wild waters We dream ourselves into a new position and waste all the day with our blues in remission. We'll keep them at bay, and in time's rogue omission, the clock fades away. I can hear its heart ticking with nothing to say. You gave me white wine and fried chicken, a new place to stay, where my star has permission to sing through the day. Your smile is resistant, but starting to sway. Where the wild water's swimming, it leads us astray.
We just heard Mind by Crosses, Generation by Buffy St. Marie, and then a little White Wine and Fried Chicken, a nice combination there, by Hot Chip.
Hour number two of the Earshot 20. Thanks for sticking with us, and of course, we're on to the top 10 albums charting across the nation from earshot-online.com. Some of them getting their release just recently, and so if you were listening in the first hour, you heard Stephen and I talk about the Polaris Prize, and the long list is out, so maybe some of the albums you're hearing now may make their way onto the long list next year, but we won't talk about that because we've got more to talk about in this first story, Stephen. I'm going to say, just, I don't know. It's funny and weird, and I just am, Donald Trump is weird anyway, but I'll let you take it away. Neil Young's not very happy with him.
It's the biggest joke of 2015 so far that Donald Trump is running for the president of the United States of America. good news for comedians, bad news for the rest of us. On Tuesday, June 16th, Trump announced he will campaign to become the U.S. president, and his New York press conference was soundtracked by Neil Young's 1989 anthem, Rockin' in the Free World. Unsurprisingly, the famously literal-leaning Young was not happy that the Republic hopeful used his song. An official statement from Young's team said, quote, Donald Trump was not authorized to use Rockin' in the Free World in his presidential candidacy announcement. Neil Young, a Canadian citizen, is a supporter of Bernie Sanders for President of the United States of America. Although Young didn't approve of Trump's use of the tune, a spokesman for Trump told TMZ that they, quote, paid for and obtained the legal right to use the song. Apparently, though, they won't be using it again, and Trump says he remains a fan of Young's music, despite their ideological differences, so I suppose that's the end of that chapter. The irony, of course, is that Rockin' in the Free World, while it sounds patriotic, is actually criticizing America, specifically the Republican administrations of the 80s, and touches on topics like poverty, homelessness, violence, and environmental destruction, things that I find hard to believe are near and dear to Trump's heart.
Well, that's there's irony right there. And I actually watched a really funny skit from Jon Stewart about the whole running for president and everything, and it was just, I don't know, it's a weird thing, but we'll let that one play out between Neil Young and Donald Trump, and I'm sure that's not all we'll hear about the Trump camp and running for president.
Although let's hope it's all we hear.
I hope so. All right, well, we'll stop talking about it. We'll move on. And nice news for the band Pavement.
Yes, indeed. Fans of the iconic indie band are in for a treat as the band are giving a glimpse into their musical past with a new series of rarities compilations titled The Secret History. The series will arrive in 5 volumes, and the first one, aptly titled The Secret History Volume 1, is scheduled for release on August 11th through Matador Records. The first volume will arrive as a double LP featuring 30 tracks, 25 of which have never been released on vinyl. It'll include B-sides, unreleased demos, John Peel sessions, and a 1992 live concert, circa Slanted and Enchanted, Also included in the package is a collection of essays from Stephen Malkmus and Spiral Stairs, as well as the bosses from Matador Records, Billions Corporations, and Drag City. A press release describes the collection as, quote, the songs that got away, end quote, helping fans piece together the gaps between Pavement's 5 studio albums. Quote, it's time for the world to hear the albums Pavement could have made if they'd been a little less ambitious about music and a little more ambitious about the music business. But if they were that kind of band, would they have written so many great songs, much less these great songs? No. So that's a statement, of course, from the press release. You can see the full track listing for The Secret History Volume 1 at exclaim.ca, where you can also hear Slanted and Enchanted Cut and compilation opener Sue Me Jack. A huge, huge list of songs there, and I suppose there will be one for every album, is what I imagine is coming. This one's got sort of a Slanted and Enchanted-esque cover. So some very cool stuff, especially for hardcore Pavementers, which I know there are many.
Well, that's really awesome. Something to look forward to for fans of Pavement, and more to come from them as well. All right, we're rounding it out with a story we kind of alluded to in the first hour of the program. And if hearing about funding from the Ontario Music Fund wasn't enough at the announcement for this, Hamilton's Super Crawl has unveiled their 2015 lineup.
Yeah, some very exciting stuff. Super Crawl has come a long way since its first year, and it's always been very cool. This year, it's set to return to the city of Hamilton at the end of the summer, and organizers have revealed the lineup for the event, which will take place this September 11th to 13th at their usual location on James Street in downtown Hamilton. There will be 4 stages set up to house headlining sets from Sharon Jones and the Dap Kings, Daniel Lanois, Monster Truck, Elliot Brood, Hayden, Health, The Killjoys, and, of course, Fred Penner. A lot more on the bill, of course. Richard Coyne, The Brothers Landreth, Cattle, Michael Feuerstack, Frog Eyes, Tara Lightfoot, Ra Ra, Royal Canoe, The Sadies, Single Mothers, Viet Cong, and many more. This year, in addition to the jam-packed weekend of free shows, there will also be 2 ticketed Supercrawl-presented concert events in Hamilton leading up to the festival. The first is particularly exciting to me. On August 7th, Caribou will be joined by Jamie XX, Jesse Lanza, and Egyptrix for an evening of eclectic electronic music at Pier 4 Park. Tickets go on sale June 19th for an early bird price of only $30, which to see Caribou and Jamie XX, Caribou, of course, on the Polaris Long List, an album that I voted for, and Jamie XX's new album, In Color, out now on the cover of Exclaim right now, hint, hint. So some really cool stuff to see, not to mention Jesse Lanza, a past Polaris nominee. That one is on August 7th. On September 10th, another show featuring White Horse, Corb Lund, and Etiquette will precede the weekend-long fest, with a concert at the New Vision United Church, a bit of a folk tinge to that one. So some very cool stuff, and like we talked about in the first hour, funded partially by the OMF, the Ontario Music Fund, which it was recently announced will go on indefinitely and won't just be the 3-year plan that we thought it was. So some good news all around.
Awesome stuff. And I can only assume that you will do your best to get to the August 7th show, because I know what passion and love you have for Jamie XX just by the number of times you've picked to play him on the show.
It's true. If you've been paying attention, you'll know.
All right. Thanks, Stephen, so much for joining us on the program again this week. And I'm going to turn it over to you for your song pick of the week.
Thank you very much. My song pick of the week this week is part of Ryan Hemsworth's Secret Songs project, where he curates some really great songs from across the internet. This time, it's by an artist that I really love. He's a producer, a Canadian producer, who goes by the name of Swim Good. He's got a new track, and it's featuring singer Merival. It's called Since You Asked, and it features a little bit of a Blur song called Sweet Song from an album of theirs that I particularly love called Think Tank. Again, the song title is called Since You Asked. The sample is beautiful. The drums are beautiful. It's incredible. It's here on Earshot Radio.
Earshot Extra. Working for you, what can we do when we're perfect for you?
Daddy loves you very much. He just doesn't want to look at us anymore.
Earshot listeners, it's Stephen Karlick here, senior editor at Exclaim, Canada's source for music news, streams, reviews, and features across all genres. You can catch a summary of the week's big music news on the weekly Earshot 20, but for in-depth, up-to-the-minute news, reviews, and streams, you'll want to set your homepage to exclaim.ca and pick up our most recent issue featuring Jamie XX, Faith No More, Patrick Watson, Brandon Flowers, Jazz Cartier, Buffy St. Marie, and our annual festival guide for all the festivals across Canada this summer. On the airwaves, on the street, and online at exclaim.ca, we've got your music news covered.
You're listening to the Earshot 20. Number 7.
Thank you.
Earshot 20. Number 6.
Welcome back to the Earshot 20.
And we just heard In Circles by Patrick Watson.
And we're about halfway through the charts. We heard from a couple of other songs in there as well. We heard from Stephen Carlick's pick also, not all that long ago. So thanks so much to Stephen for picking a really awesome song again this week and let us know all about the music news. You can, of course, find the full charts listed at earshot-online.com. We are almost into the top five. So some of the hardest hitting records across Canada this week. Mike filling in for Anthony. Anthony out in the world doing his thing. He can't always be here.
No, and I thought when I first started working here that he actually like lived at the station just because he's here all the time pretty much. But yeah, I guess he just can't be here 24/7, and it brings a tear to my eye.
I actually regularly think that people think that Anthony's my boss, and that
it's the way that he carries himself, you know, the way that it always seems like he's delegating something or you know, taking a leadership role. So sometimes I feel like he's my boss as well.
He's everyone's boss. He's the boss of radio. We're going to jump back in some tunes here. We're going to hear from some real great records. We're going to let you know in the not too distant future, we're going to let you know what is coming in the charts debuting below the top 20 this week. Maybe some records that you're going to hear on the show in the very near future, maybe even next week. And Mike's going to let you know all about that. But first, we're going to let you know what is at number 5 and number 4.
Number 5 this week is Gazelles in Flight by Sons and Jerusalem in My Heart. And at number 4, we've got Shoegaze by Alabama Shakes.
All right, don't go anywhere. Here is Gazelles in Flight by Sons and Jerusalem in My Heart.
Thank you.
Earshot 20. Number 4.
Back right here at the Earshot 20.
And we just heard at number 5, Gazelles in Flight by Soons and Jerusalem in My Heart. And after that, Shoegaze by Alabama Shakes at number 4.
All right, we're about to bring you our top 3 most played albums this week across Canada. But first, I'm going to pass the buck once again to Mike Specht with something that I would normally do. So I'm not really sure how to set this up. I know Anthony will basically, he'd say, we're about to bring you the debuts below the top 20 this week. And we call that...
It's the lowdown on the Earshot 20.
The lowdown. We kick off the lowdown this
week. I'm sorry. Actually, there's a voice that does it for you.
Oh, is there a voice?
Yeah, but it's okay.
We don't have a voice this week?
I think that we do.
Oh, okay.
Who knows?
Well, it's my second time on here, so we'll just keep it rolling.
No, we're going to do it.
All right. We kick off the lowdown this week at number 49 with Fountain 2, the new album from the Victoria post-punk group. About to embark on an East Coast tour, Montreal with Sackville Roots punk trio Tawanda find their Black Sheep EP cracking the charts at number 45. Juge is a new Toronto band featuring Sukyin Lee and Adam Litovitz, and their self-titled debut lands at number 39. At number 37, Palm Wine Revisited is the sophomore full-length album from Austra twin sisters Sari and Romy Lightman, also known as Tassomancy. At number 35 is Norma McDonald's Burn the Tapes, the Nova Scotia songwriter's latest release, featuring 10 songs recorded over a 13-month span in Upper Musquitabit, Nova Scotia.
I threw that one in there on purpose. You're a newish Maritimer. Time to learn some crazy weird...
Did I say it right?
I think so. I actually don't know where that is or ever heard of it before.
On Blonde is the third full-length album from BC-based indie rock outfit Yukon Blonde, this time featuring more synth-laden sounds and coming into our charts at number 30. We round out the bend at number 23 with shoegazy Montreal indie rock unit No Joy, who have unleashed their latest EP, More Faithful. And we close out the lowdown this week at number 21 with I Become Shade, the new album from Montreal dream pop trio Soul.
I think you did pretty good, Mike. I think I kind of threw you through the ringers on that one. Anthony does that to me on purpose all the time.
There was a ton of like words in there that I had no idea how to pronounce them, but I did my best.
I think you did pretty good. Anthony will intentionally choose really, really hard song names for me just to see how I roll with it. And, you know, I think that was your hazing, and you surpassed. You're good. You do the show forever.
No disrespect to anybody whose name I butchered in that lowdown. I'll try to do better next time.
I was particularly impressed by Upper Musquodah Butte or something like that.
Musquodah, I'll do better next time.
All right, so we're going to jump back into the music here. We're going to hear our top three, and Mike's going to let you know what lands at number three. It's the song you're going to hear right now.
And at number three, we've got I Mind by The Weather Station.
Started small, a simple thought that there was something wrong. And if it's cold, I could set it right. And all through the night, and out in your eyes, I mind, and mind, and mind. Given time, what I look for, I would find. I was right. Thank you.
Earshot 20. Number 2. Shot 20. Number 1.
And we both go together easily. love till my eyes go sore again. And now I'm feeling gross and choked, like everything I don't wanna be a part of. The girls with balloons and the men with batons, shoving it hot to people being born stars, being born stars, being born stars, being born stars, being born. Well, I wanna look into my backyard and see this, but I'll watch it in my room, atmosphere receive it, then go for a walk.
That nearly brings us to the end of the Earshot 20.
And we just heard at number one, Sore Eyes by Braids. Prior to that, I Mind by The Weather Station at number two. And at number three, I Owe You by Metz.
All right, that is the top 20 most played records from number 20 all the way to number one for this week. And thanks so much for tuning in. Thanks so much for Mike Specht for filling in for Anthony, technically filling in for me, me filling in for Anthony, who knows. But we had a good time and we brought you all the top 20 records across Canada this week, as well as a chat with Clark Weinworm. And of course, Stephen Carlick was on this week to bring you your music news. And we do this every single week from Local 107.3 FM in St. John, New Brunswick, CFMH, and syndicate across this nation on many fine campus and community radio stations, 20 plus to be exact, and 30 plus opportunities to catch the show. So check your local listings. We're running out of time. So once again, thanks so much for tuning in. Hope to catch you again next week. This has been another episode of the Earshot 20.
Earshot 20 is produced out of Local 107.3 FM, St. John, New Brunswick's campus and community radio station. Comments, concerns, feedback, you can send to earshot20@gmail.com. Check us out on Twitter. Our handle is earshot20. Until next time, thanks for listening.